Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from New Jericho Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential.
About what?
The survey is about the upcoming elections.
What about?
There are multiple questions evaluating different things and approaches. In this case, the first question is, what is your zip code?
11950.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1958.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Boricua, from Puerto Rico.
Thank you very much. Besides being Hispanic, do you identify yourself with another race?
No, Boricua.
Okay.
From Puerto Rico.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
11.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote that last voting. No, I didn't vote.
Okay.
I couldn't make it over there.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you for your answer. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
No, I vote.
Okay, would you say almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Yeah, I would say 10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has for your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say 8.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Sorry?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first item on the list...
It matters a lot. It matters a lot.
The first item on the list is protecting LGBTQ rights. Does this matter a lot to you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Protecting what you said?
The LGBTQ rights.
What is that?
It's the community, the diversity community for... gay, lesbian, trans people, bisexual, queer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, protecting their rights for you as a motivation to vote doesn't matter a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
It matters a lot. It matters a lot.
Thank you. All right. Next item, protecting abortion rights. How much matters to you? Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Yeah, it matters a lot.
Okay. Third item is election for Congress. How much does it matter to you?
That doesn't matter too much, but...
Okay, thank you. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. How much does it matter to you?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. Using the same list on the previous question, how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issue? For each of the following, would you say? And first item is protecting LGBTQ rights. So would you say, nothing will stop me to vote? I want to vote and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance that I will vote.
Yeah, I will vote.
What are the options would you choose? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will
vote.
Yeah,
that one. If it's convenient, I will vote.
Thank you. Second item, protecting abortion rights. How much or how likely are you to vote? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote. I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
Yeah, if it's convenient, I will vote.
All right. Third item on the list, election for Congress. The options again are, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Yeah, if it's convenient, I'll vote.
Okay, and the last item on this list for this question is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What about?
Would you say, nothing will stop me to vote? I want to vote and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
No, I want to vote.
Okay,
and
so,
I probably will.
I want to vote and I probably will. Okay. Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you on the side, or you have another opinion?
I'll keep that one to myself. I don't
know. Okay. Okay. All right. It's okay. Okay. Let me see. Let me just check what we'll do. Okay. So, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? This question is more, it's asking you, like, who are you leaning towards right now? The options are Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F.
Democrats.
Thank you. Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on the side or would you not vote?
On the side.
Okay. But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Again, who are you leaning towards? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party independent candidate, or will not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat more motivated or less motivated?
More motivated.
Okay, thanks. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protecting the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
All right. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? What are you leaning towards to? Yes, no, will not vote.
Yes.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, 1, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decision, 2, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, 3, strengthen voting rights protections, 4, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, 5, provide protections on the basis of gender, 6, prevent discrimination based on age, puts protections for abortion into the state constitution, 8, giving both rights to an immigrant, and 9, prohibit housing discrimination. You can choose all of the options that you like.
I don't know. You would have to repeat them again.
Yeah,
there's so many. I didn't get to.
I know. I understand. Don't worry. So, okay, the question says, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, 1, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, 2, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, 3, strengthen voting rights protections, 4, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, 5, provide protections on the basis of gender, 7, prevent discrimination based on age, then 8, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, 9, give voting rights to immigrants, and 10, prohibit housing discrimination.
I don't know. On this side.
In this case, actually, you need to choose at least one.
Just give me one to choose from.
You can choose any of the items that I just read from the list.
I don't remember. That's the problem.
Okay, don't worry. I will read them again. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. 1.
That would be a no.
Okay. 2. Put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. 3. Strengthen voting rights protections. 4. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. 5. Provide protections on the basis of gender. 6. Prevent discrimination based on age. 7. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. 8. Give voting rights to immigrants. And 9. Prohibit housing discrimination.
Voting rights for immigrants.
Okay.
I will go for that because we need all the votes we can get.
Okay, thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you on the side?
On the side.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more motivated?
I don't know. I don't know. Somewhat motivated.
More motivated, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. This first statement is, It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. So how much do I agree with this from 0 to 10?
I would say about a 7.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. How much do you agree?
What was the question again?
The statement was, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
We'll say a 9.
Okay. Next one is, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
I would say a 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Don't worry. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
The government... I'm sorry, say that again.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
They shouldn't, really.
They shouldn't. Exactly, should
they
not.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, so what number would you assign to this statement?
They should not would be, what, the higher the number? It would
higher,
be they should not.
Higher is that you agree. 10, for example, 10 is that you strongly agree with the statement. And
yeah,
so
I would say about a 9.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Everyone should... I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
I would say 5.
5, okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. How much do you agree?
I would say 5.
Okay. Next one. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. How much do you agree?
I would say 7.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. How much do you agree?
I would say 3.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out of some groups. How much do you agree?
I will say 6.
Okay. Thank you. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
I'll decide.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? What are you leaning towards to? Yes, no, will not vote.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and all their state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably? Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of the right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. To which statement do you consider more convincing?
What are the two questions, Susan?
I just read two statements, and you have to let me know which one for you is more convincing.
Yeah, I quite don't remember what you said.
I can't read.
I had that problem. I'm 66 years old, and I had that problem. You talk to me, and I won't remember things right away.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. I can read the questions all the times that are needed. It's not a problem, okay? So we'll go ahead and read the statements again. Remember, you need to identify which of these two is more convincing to you. So statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So, which statement do you consider is more convincing?
B.
B, thank you. Much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
Much more convincing.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor.
How long is this thing?
Actually, we are about to finish. This question that we are in right now, I'm not going to lie, is long, but it's the last one that is long, longer, and the next ones are short ones, and we are almost getting into the statistical ones that are the last ones, and those are very short, just to understand the sample we're working with.
Can you call me back on those?
Well, actually...
They're waiting for me to go with...
Do you have? I think that 5 minutes or less, we are going to finish this. We already did the longest part.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, next. I'm going to review what some people have said are motivating reasons to vote. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leaves many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the rights of abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Is this a motivating reason for you to vote?
Yes.
How much? From 0 to 10?
Well, I would say 9.
Thank you. Next one. Extremist politicians have drafted plans to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect these rights in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens this November. How much motivating is this to vote for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there has been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right of abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to stop that from happening. How much motivating is this for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standards of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. How much convincing is this statement for you to vote from 0 to 10?
I would say 6.
6, okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in this November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Adjust both puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution, and no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? What are you leaning towards to? Yes, no, will not vote?
Yes.
Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more likely or less likely to go to vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices, and ballot issues that you were at the start of this survey? Are you
Yes.
much more likely or somewhat more likely to go to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
What was that question?
If about your orientation, because we were talking here a little bit about LGBTQ rights. So, how do you consider yourself? Straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
What's the question? Something else?
Yeah, something else. As you know now, you can identify yourself as transsexual, queer, non-binary. Those are the options that go on something else. But
no.
In your case, how do you consider yourself?
A man.
Would you say heterosexual?
No, a man.
Man. Okay. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Guardian, yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
I don't work.
Okay, are you temporarily laid off, unemployed,
retired?
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
I don't know. I would have to do numbers.
don't worry. The first number that comes to your mind, it's fine. Here, we have categories, so don't worry. We're not going to, like, type in the number that you provide me. It's just an estimate.
Yeah. I don't know. Like a 32,000.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for that. With that, we conclude our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and time.
Okay.
Okay. Have a lovely night. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.